We're talking with Kim Bremer with Ag Inspirations. Kim, maybe first of all, tell us about your company, Ag Inspirations.
Well, Ron, I started Ag Inspirations a little over 2 years ago with a mission to really inspire farmers to tell their stories, to connect people to where their food comes from, and to better represent the great success of American agriculture today, because it is more important than ever that we tell the story of agriculture, that it is coming from us.
Now, you're talking with FFA members here about how they can, how they can share their story. What's your game plan, and what are you trying to tell them?
Well, I'm merely trying to tell them that they need to speak up, that they have to have confidence in their message, that they have to be able to answer the hard questions, and that they shouldn't be afraid to tell the story. And FFA students have a great opportunity, and they have a great voice. I mean, look at the sheer numbers that are here at this conference today, and it is just more important than ever that we need them.
Now, you're going to actually talk about the GMOs in this next session. What's the message regarding, this is such a controversial subject, it seems like. Everybody's trying to use it as a marketing tool, it seems like.
Oh, Ron, we could talk all day. Yes, unfortunately, there's just a lot of fear marketing out there today, and consumer packaged goods and food companies, marketing companies have all figured out that fear is an easy sell, and we really have to be answering the questions about GMOs. We want people not to be afraid of their food. We want to have the opportunity to talk about the science, but we have to connect with people and understand their fears, and we have to stop being mad at consumers just because they don't understand. It's our job to speak up and to talk about why we plant them, why we would use biotechnology. And on that note, it can go across all parts of our farms and throughout agriculture, why we use technology today.
So how do we really effectively, get to that consumer to where they can really buy into this idea that GMOs are not as scary as some people want to make them?
Well, first of all, we do have to understand that we're not going to change everyone's minds. But there is a huge percentage of people that fall into what we consider the movable middle, that are just trying to get the story. So it just really is about telling the story. It's not about memorizing science and reciting the science, because this is not about science. This is about the emotion of food. But it's making the connection. It's telling the story from your side of the fence, being able to explain why you plant them. And it's very simple. It's all farmers have to deal with bugs and weeds and plant disease and Mother Nature. And this is just a tool we can use. And it's just a plant breeding technique. And we really can get the message across. We just have to make sure that we're engaging in the discussions, that we're not afraid to talk about it.
Your earlier session, you described a kind of a method of how you can reach out and engage people. You called it EASE.
Yes. EASE actually comes from U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance, USFRA. But the acronym is easy to remember. The first E is for engaging in the conversation, making the connection, having the conversation. The A is for acknowledge. And that's the most important part. We have to acknowledge that all consumer concerns are valid whether we agree with them or not. And that's often difficult for us to do because we're so passionate about agriculture. We want to correct people. We want to tell them they're wrong. But we have to stop doing that. We have to acknowledge their concerns first. It's easy to do. You can say, that's a great question. On our farm, we actually do this. Or, I understand why you're confused about that. There's a lot of misinformation out there. I've actually seen this. Or, we do this. It's just creating a pause, letting people feel heard, because at the end of the day, that's all people really want, is they want to feel heard. Then the S in the acronym is share. Then we share. Talk about basics of sustainability that everyone can relate to. We know consumers are most concerned about water, air, soil, and habitat. We have stories of continual improvement in all of those areas on all of our farms. And then the final E is earn trust. And only after having a conversation and listening to people can we earn their trust, because we want to be their resource, but we have to earn it first.
Does everybody have a stake in this game? I mean, do all farmers, ranchers, wives, kids, do they all need to be doing this?
Absolutely. And we all eat, so everyone has, I mean, we should all be passionate about this, because I mean, really, in the United States, farmers are outnumbered 99-1. And anything we do to help farmers helps all of us. And we have to be able to protect their expertise. We have to be able to allow farmers to make the everyday decisions on their farms. And may we never forget that they're the experts on growing and raising food.